Quick update on the injuries. Orlando Franklin, right tackle, left the game with a left knee. Sylvester Williams, defensive tackle, left the game, did not return with a neck injury. Otherwise, that was the injuries from the game. Any questions? You know, we won't know that, Mike. Obviously, it's way too early. I haven't gone in to see him yet in the locker room. Get to come out here and see you guys, but I'll keep you updated later. You know, I think, you know, I've said all along, I thought it's a strength of ours. We've lost some good guys. Obviously, a guy like Orlando goes down, you know, it does cause shuffling. You know, we did put Chris in and then moved Louie out to right tackle, which, you know, our offensive line coach, Dave Magzu, does a terrific job of, you know, rotating guys, and we do that a lot during training camp and even during the season. So, you know, I don't think it fazed us whatsoever when that occurred. We'll see on Orlando. Hopefully we get him back next week for Indianapolis. Right. Well, I think, I mean, it's just noise on the outside, Mike, to be real honest with you. I think all these games are hard. I've heard it beaten. People tell me it looks easy. There's nothing about it that's easy. It's all hard. And, you know, I'm just pleased that we're, you know, sitting here at 6-0 and, you know, getting two games away from the bye week. And, you know, all our focus being on Indianapolis coming up soon.
John, did you feel the focus was there for 60 minutes?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, there is resistance out there. You know, it's called the other team. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're very, very pleased with the victory.
Thoughts on Champ going back and his partner?
Yeah, I think, you know, our guys, you know, felt his leadership. You know, I think when you're out there, you know, playing the game, you know, it's you need a calming effect, and Champ definitely gives that to our defense, especially with Wesley Woodyard not out there really for 2 weeks in a row. So that was very exciting to have him back. Yeah, I mean, he's a young player that's continuing to improve. I think, you know, we've got a lot of new faces there from a year ago that, you know, are starting to gel. We'll get another familiar face back this next week, and Von Miller that I think will definitely help as well. You know, I was really concerned when we gave it to the other team, but that's all a concern and something we'll have to address and work at, and probably we practice it every day, but we'll have to practice it a little bit more every day.
John, Peyton seems really reluctant on the fumble snaps to dive into the fray. Is it something the coaches have told him not to do because of the history, or is it something Peyton's decided not to do?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, he's a pretty valuable member to our football team, and we don't necessarily want him making tackles on interceptions and diving on fumbles. So he's been coached that.
When you first learned that Von Miller's suspension went from 4-6, I mean, think 6-0? What were your? And it turned out pretty good.
Well, I don't think none of that came into mind. I had other things come into mind, but I won't share. But. You know, we're going to be really pleased to have him back. I'll leave it at that.
Can you talk about the timing of the fake punt?
Yeah, it's something that Jeff Rogers and Darius Swinton that looked at all week. You know, that was the first time we had it up. We had the look that we wanted, and it was great execution, you know, and really on the whole left side of the punt team.
You were prepared for their punt?
Yes, yes. I think that was evident. Yeah, it was just, I knew he stepped out, but unfortunately we didn't have enough cameras at this game and they couldn't actually see it. But, you know, I'm glad I didn't need an extra challenge through the game.
Anything else? Thank you.
All right, thank you.